You're listening to Distraction Therapy. Conversations and sound walks at a time of change. With me, Rob Watson. Hello, Rob Watson here. A bit of a change of style to this week's Distraction Therapy. I didn't get the chance to go out and do a full programme, but what I've done is I've pieced together a couple of things that I've been looking at this week. And I'm going to start off with an event I went to in Leicester the other day, which was a celebration event of some activities from some women who had come together over Zoom online to create knitted blankets, which were being donated to a homeless charity in Leicester. And it was a lovely day. It was really nice. It was warm, it was sunny, and it was really friendly. And, well, have a listen to it and let me know what you think. Following that, I'm going to play a little bit of music, but I'm also then going to take us on a virtual tour, and I'll explain a little bit more about that in a moment.
Tantor asked me to come to chat to people.
Hello,
Rob.
Ah, Robson.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Great, great. We're doing a celebration. We've been Zooming since April last year, and we've had lots of different initiatives going on, but two initiatives that we're celebrating today is knitting squares to make into blankets to provide for charities like Action and Homeless. So we've got six blankets that we're going to present to Action Homeless, and there'll be a few stories that go with it. Then the next thing we're doing is talking about plastic pollution and how we started creating bags out of cotton, out of sari material, to be used instead of plastic. So when you go shopping, you have a cotton bag. Inside you have some smaller bags where you put your fruit and vegetables. So we're celebrating that. And then we've got some refreshments, and then we've got some dancing. So we want everybody to enjoy the celebration, come together and enjoy it.
Okay, if anybody wants to ask anything, know anything, just let me know. Yeah? So I have everything, whatever I have, I've already
called. Yeah, my name is Josu Mistry, and I'm involved in this project for about nearly a year now with the Bharti. And I do knitting, well, do quite a few things. We play bingo, we do Sudoku, we do exercise, do music, yoga, and all that. And this knitting, I never done that before, and now I started doing knitting and crochet as well. So I'm making my own thing as well as helping for the homeless people as well, for the charity.
Describe a bit how you learned to do the knitting.
Yeah, we have a session for the knitting, and we do it once a week, and then we show each other how to do it. And then we send each other YouTube on their WhatsApp message, and they started doing from there, you know, learning from the YouTube how to knit and how to crochet and different pattern and all that. So that's how we do it.
So you got two skills out of it, knitting and YouTube.
Yeah, knitting and YouTube as well. Yeah, quite a few different things, because I never done the Zoom before. That's the first thing I learned. Now I start the Zoom meeting, I end the Zoom meeting, I host the Zoom meeting, I do the co-host as well, and I manage the whole meeting now, so I done all that on the
Zoom. Describe a little bit about how that's helped, because obviously in the lockdown we couldn't get
together. That's helped me quite a lot, because I lost my husband a couple of years, well, 3 years ago now, and I live on my own, and it's really useful for me. Because as soon as the lockdown goes, because we used to do a lot of things in the neighborhood center, swimming and everything, and then suddenly all this stopped, and it's very hard for me, and it's so lonely, and I get really depressed. And when the Bharti even started this Zoom, and I'm all right now. Yeah, I'm really enjoying doing this.
We find it. Thank you.
I'm from Leicester Aging Together, and we're a charity, and we look after, or we work with people who are 50 plus, who are lonely and isolated, to integrate them into the community. But of course, when COVID happened, we were saying, no community, stay in your homes. So now, as things have eased, I know the cases have increased, but with social distancing and everything like that, we're hoping that some of the vulnerable adults will come and socialize, meet each other after 1.5 years. That's what it's going to be like. So it's going to be really exciting, and we're really excited.
Okay, my name is Purnima. Purnima Chavda. I'm from Loughborough. Get this open, then you can see me there. I've just come to see what's happening because I've been involved in Wellbeing Cafe in Loughborough. I've been designing windows, helping different kind of projects. The latest one we're working on is 800 years of the Loughborough market. So we're working on bees. So we collect ideas from the group, and whichever comes up.
We also joined Leicester groups.
Yeah, and I used to teach. I used to teach in lots of different ladies, women's groups here. But I'm retired now. So.
And how have you adapted to doing this over lockdown?
Oh, I've just enjoyed myself because I felt I was blessed with lots of things with me. You know, I had lots of ideas and things. So and I had the material for me to work with, experimenting. So I tried to use colors, using natural things, what's in the house. Made things from bread dough. You know, making creative things.
And you've been teaching other people online to do that?
Yes, only recently I was organizer of the Mela, Loughborough Mela. I was, one of the member there, advising, what needs doing and all that. And we created some I'm mainly working towards recycling.
My name's Hansa Jetra, and we're in Cosington Park. This is one of our first meetings of ladies that we have seen on the Zoom. And the reason why we're getting together is they've all been making big blankets, which we want to donate to the Salvation Army, I think, to the homeless people. So that bit, as well as we will be sharing other things. And I think I'm going to talk about, we have talked about plastic pollution, and women have, that was inspired. So the women, when we talked about it, the women were inspired to make their own bags. And we are going to bring those bags here today.
At the moment, you have them.
I run a group called Karma, and the things that have got people, they wanted to do singing. So there was a singing thing. We also do yoga baits, which is an exercise bit, which I think was the one we started because a lot of people were feeling frustrated. So we said, all right, let's do some moving exercises and so on. So from moving exercises, we started getting the yoga. Somebody says, oh, I'm a yoga expert and I'm going to do volunteer to service. And then from there, we started establishing voluntary yoga groups. So we've got about 5-6 ones running every day. Then besides that, we had singing groups. But we also, the one that I've had most people coming in is when we have information giving. So we've done plastic pollutions, we've done some of our religious leaders, we've done some how to take care of yourself, how to take care of your skin, how to do loads of different topics, we've also got some doctors to come in sometimes and talk about it. During the count for the census count, we got the expert census people to come in, talk about what it is that they are doing, why is it that we need to do. At the last 4 weeks ago, we had Mental Health Week. And we had mental health experts coming in and talk about what mental health is. And I did a session on stigma and what does stigma mean. And do we need to have this kind of stigmas and things. So it got a lot of people contributing as well. So it was very much an open discussion. And I do a lot of open discussions so that it helps people to talk about things.
We're at Fossington Park. It's a lovely community park where people come and go for walks. Everything is nearby. You've got the library, you've got the sports center. And we've picked this spot because it's warm today. In fact, it's hot today. So we thought, let's go by the trees. And we're very lucky to be outside and have this beautiful weather. We didn't think, we were thinking, oh my God, what if it rains? What shall we do? But God has blessed us. And we've got this lovely weather to enjoy as well.
And what are you looking forward to?
The whole event. I just want to see everyone. I really want to see their faces, although some will have their masks on, like I have at the moment. But for everybody to enjoy themselves and think, yeah, we're all together. Because that's what this has brought out. The kindness, the togetherness, the resilience, that we can get through this together. And it's yeah, so I'm hoping that people will give us their feedback. We've got a feedback book, so I'm hoping people will give us their feedback so we can learn from it. And then if we do need to improve, because we will do another event, because I have a feeling this is going to be good. So we will do another event. Let's see what happens with COVID.
This is our lifeline. You can call her anytime and she will answer you anytime, any day.
We meet in the park. We either meet, if it's raining, they come to my car, I open the boot, and we exchange things, whether they've made some squares, whether I give them wool, whether people have brought their old saris, materials, curtain materials, whatever. We do that exchange. And also we chit-chat. It's a chance for us to just, and we do some training as well. We've had some training sessions. People who didn't know how to knit have learned how to knit. And now they are knitting, they're crocheting, and you'll see the blankets, how beautiful they are. You know, everybody will wish, I wish I had one, but we're going to give it to charity.
Who came up with the idea?
It was in our chit-chat. We have a weekly chit-chat session. And in that chit-chat session, we're talking about what's kept you going. During COVID, it was past January or end of January, and one of the ladies, Manjula Sud, said to us that she and her mother knit squares, and they come and collect it, and it goes to a charity. And a few of us thought, that's a good idea. Why don't we do something like that? So then we invited a framework knitters company to come and tell us about it, how they do it, what they do and everything. So in March she came, Liz, her name is, Liz came, and she told us, she gave us examples of the blankets. We were all very excited. We thought, okay, let's do it. Then we had a donation from Manjula Bin Sud, £50 to get us started. And that's how we started. We started on Zoom. We used breakout rooms so that people could learn how to knit. Those that knew could knit. Those who had knitted in their childhood but then not knitted. It was like, I don't know whether I remember, but I'm going to try. And things came back. And people were turning around and saying, my arthritis feels better. I feel mentally really well. So many benefits. So things have just improved and improved. And then as lockdown eased, we started meeting here in the park. And it's just carried on. And then, of course, we wanted to do something. And we had all these blankets, and we thought, okay, we have to give it to Action Homeless. But only a few of us can go. We can't take all 30 or 40 of us. What shall we do? And then we thought, if we do an event, then everybody can be included. So we're presenting the blankets for 6 people at a time, those that are coming, because we've still got vulnerable adults who are still at home. They still are not, don't feel safe enough or comfortable enough to come out. So today we've got actually, we're going to do a live Zoom event so they can see us. We'll see how technology works out because we've never done this before. But we're hoping that from the chit-chat people can see what we're doing and we'll go from there.
And are you a better knitter now?
I certainly am. I did it when I was in my juniors and now I can knit. I haven't tried the crochet, which is something I do want to do, but it's balancing the time as well. But I can knit, and I've got a few couple of squares in the blankets, so I've done my part.
Hello. Do you want to describe to me what you've been making?
Well, I did a knitting on the squares, and I made a blanket as well. I'm enjoying knitting, do crochet.
So what have you made? Tell us about what you've made.
I just made the squares, you know, the square they made the blanket, made that one.
And did you do knitting and crochet before?
Yes, I did, yeah.
And are you better at it now than you were?
Well, I always done knitting and crochet, so I got a speed of that. I did quite a lot of them.
And how was it with being on Zoom with other people?
I really enjoyed it, and I learned a lot of skill from the Zoom, because meetings and exercise, staying at home, it was hard to go out, so we had a lot of time spending on the Zoom, so really enjoyed it.
What other groups been successful? The knitting group has been very successful. So we had people donating wool, donating needles, and so on. And then we just got people, say, whoever can knit, knit a square. And then from square, we made blankets, which is what we're going to donate to the charity today. You know, I also got involved with the poems writing, and a lot of group have got involved with it. So we've done poems, we've done creative writings, we've done creative craft work. I wish I'd brought some of my craft work. You could see it, you know, it's just amazing. So many avenues, especially when there was a proper lockdown, where, and like people like me, I could not go out at all because my husband was instructed to strictly isolate shelter, so I couldn't go out at all. And so that was the really main time where you had things to do, and also varied interests. So it wasn't like boring lectures, but it was like participating as well, which is what helped, you know.
Or do you want to use the selfie stick?
Okay, let me introduce you to Ushabe. I shall tell you something about this. So,
hello. Tell us your name and what you're doing here today.
My name is Usha Patel. This is our, I'm a member of Knit and Natter group. And what it is, when we started, some of the ladies didn't know how to knit, how to cast on or whatever. So people with experience, they all volunteer to help each other out. And this was all on Zoom. And we sort of showed them displayed or showed them on Zoom how we cast on, and then found videos for them so they don't know exactly what they were doing. And within a month or a couple of months, they just picked up like that. The ladies, they didn't realize, they're so talented. But sometimes you don't get a chance to sort of, come out with your skills or your talents. And, you know, and that's personally, that's how I was. during the lockdown, I mean, I was really scared, and I live on my own. And then I had this opportunity to teach people, and then, oh, come on, I can help. And by doing so, you make friends, and you find out there's another group running, so you try and join that, who do altogether different activities. But this was our main purpose. So ladies who couldn't do the big jobs they needed, squares, 6-inch squares, 8-inch squares, and then once a week we used to meet here and just exchange. And Bharti, Bharti Ben, she used to deal, she deals with all this. And then some of the experienced lady who could join the squares, they did so. And that's how all the blankets are made. And now we are going to present today our talents.
And is there anything that surprised you that people have made that you thought, oh my God, I didn't
realize? Yeah. I mean, surprise. I mean, this is crochet. We started with knitting. Didn't even realize that ladies could crochet. So some of the ladies said, oh, I'm good at crocheting. So we said, why not? And they become so excited. You can see the you know, brilliant job they've done.
And is it better that they were learning from each other?
Yeah, it's better from each other. And some experienced people had an opportunity to sort of prove to them, or by proving, I mean, you know, that you've got talents and you feel happy when you help somebody else. You know, that's I mean, that's my personal experience. And I have. It does. Knitting, talking to people, making friends, personally helped me mentally and physically. You know, you tell each other your experience with this, and then you encourage somebody, oh, come on, you can do it. Or if you feel lonely or something, go out for a walk, go in the fresh air. You know, things like that. Me personally, I have. Because I'm 78 years of age, and the way I have survived during the lockdown, I've never felt lonely. Always there's somebody to talk to. And so many groups. I mean, gradually we joined so many groups. So that was the main thing. And I don't think anybody, I think COVID has done us good, rather than, it's turned the whole world upside down, but still, we've learned, it's given an opportunity to be friends. We have made so many friends, and I'm sure when we come out, we're all going to have a get-together. And
Beforehand, we'd probably go to work or go to the shops and
this is it.
Stop
and
chat with each other. Now we've had an opportunity to...
That's it, yeah, opportunity. And even with masks on, we couldn't have recognized, but now everybody knows, because you see... On Zoom, it's different. When you see in person, it's different. They said, oh, you're Usha, aren't you? Oh, you're... And then that's how... it's brilliant, brilliant. You can see, you know, there's so many... Brilliant. It's so exciting. Very good experience, I would say. And I'm really, really pleased. I mean, the ladies that have come out, who always thought that, oh... But they're all talented. They're really, really good ladies. And you can see the smile on everybody's face, because it's their big event today.
And everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy, yeah. Thank you.
Yes, let me start. So they will pass it over to Ranjan Ben, said, why don't you start the knitting group? And then that day, Manjula Ben said, let's start the knitting group. And Bharti Ben agreed, and lots of people from the chit-chat group, they like, more enthusiastic to start this knitting group. And then I was also one of them. I have never ever touched any wool or any crochet needle or any knitting needle.
I'm going to sit down and rest for a minute now. They kept me busy, all this talking. Everybody chatting with me.
I know.
He was shy. And now I'm going to ask Lisa to say a few words first, and then James may follow her. I'll give my to Lisa. Thank you. Good afternoon. It's a real thrill for my mother and for me to be here today to see you all. And thank you for making us so welcome. Who would have thought in April 2020, when lockdown happened, and we thought, well, what are we going to do? Let's try knitting squares. I couldn't knit, so I think your knitting, to learn all that is absolutely fantastic. My first square, it had at least two holes in it, and I'm still not very good, and I can't do more than a 6-inch square. So
So one of the things that I've got into doing over the lockdown is, well, I managed to stop spending money on coffee. So I went out and bought a 50-inch television, and I've never had a screen so big in my life. And it's a bit of a transformation in terms of how and what I watch. And it connects with Netflix and Amazon Prime and things like that. But it also connects with YouTube. And I've got into watching a set of videos, which I don't know if you know about them, if you've seen them. I'm obsessed with them. They're walking tour videos. And what happens is people have started to do this over the last 2 or 3 years, is somebody walks around a town or anywhere. It could be the Lake District. It could be a beach. It could be a city centre, anywhere. And they walk around with a camera, which is on a gimbal, which keeps the image relatively steady, and they walk for an hour or two, and people do things. They live stream them, and they talk to people as on YouTube and Facebook, and as they record and show what is going on in these places. So all those places that I've wanted to go to, or you're kind of frustrated that I've not been able to go on some travels this year, I'm able to do somewhat virtually. And so there's places I'd kind of never looked at. You know, I've never been to Berlin. So I did a walking tour of Berlin. Tokyo. I've never been to Japan. So I've done some tours around Tokyo and Nagasaki, and it's fascinating. And one of the things that comes with it is there's a often they have a really good soundtrack. So sometimes it's the cameras are affected by the wind noise that you get, but people have started to improve how that works and are using better quality external microphones, and you're picking up some really interesting sounds. So what I'm going to play after this track, I think it's New Order, is a couple of walking tour videos. First of all, we've got Paris along the Champs-Élysées, followed by Bangkok, followed by Berlin.
By inch, for every kiss. your camera, please.
I'm not afraid to be what you want.
You've been listening to Distraction Therapy with me, Rob Watson. Find out more at robwatsonmedia.net or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at robwmedia.